Today, I want to talk to you about the value of experience. The only way you get experience is by going through things. And so a lot of times we just so hate the things that we go through that aren't comfortable, but you're never going to learn anything if you run away from everything. Let me say it again. You're never going to learn anything if you're on away from everything. You'll never learn how to love unlovely people if every time somebody's hard to get along with, you just get them out of your life and go try to find somebody else. We're anointed for hard. Come on, it'll sink in a minute. You know, we don't need to be filled with the Holy Spirit for easy. You can do whatever you need to do with a smile on your face. We got to add that. All right. So I guess the first thing I'd like to say to you is, how much experience do you have? Well, you know, if you're 40, you've got more experience than you had when you were 30, or more experience than you had when you were 20. And so, wow, just think how much experience I've got by now. Now, if you're 18, you think you already know everything. And you're very happy to tell everybody that, correct them, look at them like they're kind of stupid because they don't get what you get. But let me tell you something, just because somebody can't navigate an iPhone doesn't mean they don't have wisdom. I've taken 2 selfies in my whole life and one of them came out crooked. But I'll tell you what I have had. I've had a lot of experience with a lot of different things. Proverbs 3:13. Happy, blessed, fortunate, enviable is the man who finds skillful and godly wisdom, the man who gets understanding, drawing it forth from God's word and life's experiences. So we learn by the word of God, but to be honest, even the word of God doesn't mean to us what it needs to mean until it has been tested and tried in our lives. And we've had experience. That's why just because you might have it underlined in yellow in your Bible does not mean that you know it. So if I talk about a scripture today and you open up your Bible and boy, you got the whole page underlined in 3 colors, don't sit there hoping the person next to you will see how spiritual you are. We never know anything until we're doing it. And I might add, consistently. Because it's not what we do right one time that gives us great lives. It's what we do right in every situation all the time. The first question that you're probably going to be asked at any employment interview is, how much experience do you have? Now, they're probably going to ask you about your education, and there are places that will hire you just based on your education. But boy, let me tell you something. If you've got education and experience, now you are seen as being even more valuable. And the good thing is, in God's economy, even if you don't have the brain tissue to know how to do something, if you've got experience with God, He can anoint you to do something. No matter how educated you are, don't put all your dependence on that. You know, they tell me sometimes, well, you probably shouldn't tell people, you know, that you didn't go to college, you didn't do this. I said, why not? That's what they need to know. They need to know that one human being surrendered to God can do unbelievably amazing things. How much experience do you have? You know, God's looking for the same thing. I believe that God is always looking for people to promote. Did you hear me? And not just to promote in ministry. God wants to promote believers, his children, into positions in companies and out in the world. Because we are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. And God wants people not just that have education, but have wisdom and experience with him to be in positions of authority so they can lead. What do you think, how amazing do you think this nation would be if every leader that we had was somebody who knew the word and had a lot of personal experience with God? My gosh. Well, God looks for the same thing. Deuteronomy 1:13. Moses was at the point where he said, God, look, I can't do this all by myself. I can't carry all these people by myself. You got to give me some help. And look at what God said to him. Choose wise, understanding, experienced, and respected men according to your tribes, and I will make them heads over you. Deuteronomy 1:15. So I took the heads of your tribes, wise, experienced, and respected men. Do you know what? I looked and I don't find the word talented in this list. He doesn't say go find somebody talented. He said find me somebody that's wise, that's discerning, that has understanding, and that has experience. That's somebody that I can use. So really the good thing is nobody in this room is disqualified from being used greatly by God if you will really just go through and get life's experiences and not just moan and groan through every one of them, but actually get something out of each one and let it teach you something. Education's good, but wisdom is a whole lot better.